This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I am going to come right out and say it. I have been shamed by a child.
Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Gavin started telling us a story off the air that we stopped him and said, no, we got to talk about this on the air because definitely we need Wake Up Call listeners' input on this. 766-1065, or you can text us at 73389. Listen to the story and then chime in with your opinion for this round of Is This Creepy or Not?
Okay. So a friend of mine went to the park. And he went with his children. He was with his youngest daughter while she played on the playground, and his two older sons. They are let's say that they're between the ages of like 9 and 13. Okay, so they're playing somewhere else. Okay, oh, at the workout stuff. You know, some playgrounds have workout stuff.
Sure,
okay,
yeah.
So they're playing there. He looks over. And he sees his sons talking to a guy who was also in the workout stuff. He thinks, okay, that's fine. And then he goes back to concentrating on his daughter. About 10 minutes later, he looks over and they're no longer there. They are playing Frisbee together in the field.
Who is?
His sons and this guy that they met.
Okay.
Okay, at the workout stuff at the playground. Why is this weird? Well, they didn't bring a Frisbee. That guy brought a Frisbee.
Okay.
And he started thinking, like, should I stop this? Like, should I go over there and, like, say something? And he didn't, but he kept a close eye on everything. They stopped playing Frisbee, and then later he saw the guy tossing a football around with somebody else that guy just started chitty-chatting with.
So another kid?
No.
Oh.
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay.
It was an older teenager.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
So my friend was like, why would a guy bring the accoutrements of a two-man sport at least by himself to the playground / park if he like didn't want to like be up to something? And I said, okay, so I'm not sure if this is as creepy as it sounds on its face. This guy might just be a really friendly guy.
I can see why you're defending this. This is your future.
I'm going to bring Frisbees to parks by myself?
I mean, probably.
Does that sound like me?
Yeah, you've started getting real chitty-chatty with other people's kids.
Am I? Does that sound like me?
You are getting pretty chitty-chatty with other people's kids.
And not in a creepy way. Do not get me wrong. You are great with kids. You're a great dad.
Yeah, but would I go out of my way, though? Like, this was a premeditated plan on this guy's, maybe not necessarily with kids.
Right.
But it was a premeditated plan. I'm going to the park and I'm gonna make some friends. That doesn't sound like me.
Hold on. Intern Kevin's trying to get into the studio.
What if he just got the Frisbee?
Okay, so first of all, sit down first.
Sorry. You guys are coming at him real sideways. What if he just finished eating at like Beach Hut Deli? They give Frisbees out.
So you're saying that the guy went and got himself lunch at Beach Hut Deli and then took the Frisbee and went to the park.
They don't give Frisbees out.
Yeah, those they do.
No, they don't give that's their plate.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sign over by the one at Sac State says, please don't take these. If you want one, they're a dollar.
Have you been stealing Beach Hut Deli Frisbees?
I've only been once, and I just took it as a souvenir, because who puts a sandwich on a Frisbee?
Beach Hut Deli.
They're cool surfer dudes at Beach Hut Deli. That's who. That's like going to In-N-Out and taking the red basket with you.
Well, don't have nice Frisbees, because I would take the Frisbee and go to the park and play.
It's pronounced Frisbee.
That's what I've been saying.
You've been calling it a Frisbee.
What's going on? Okay.
All right, Kevin, get out. 766. 1065. Here's some text. It's 50-50. 30 years ago, not weird. Now, questionable, unfortunately. Mm. Here's another one. I mean, it's a bit creepy, but I kind of feel bad for him. Yeah, I mean, if he's like, what if he's, like, was he like in good shape? Was he like,
I don't know. I didn't see.
Listen, all I'm saying is, I can see you, like, when you're retired, feeling like you need to get your steps in, so you're gonna walk to the park, you're gonna have, like, a little duffel with you, because you never know, and then you're gonna see some kids looking bored and be like, hey, bud, you wouldn't do it with grown-ups. And that's what makes it even weirder, is you definitely wouldn't do it with grown-ups.
Well, the joke's on you, because we'll never retire.
766-1065. Is it Kathleen?
Hold on. Yes.
Kathleen, is this creepy or not?
No.
It's not?
No.
All right. You don't want to back that up with anything?
Intern Kevin's the creepy one.
Because he's stealing.
I think just because he's creepy.
Yeah. Oh.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.